Karen Mayrie, A Pioneer in Blindness and Diabetes, by Barbara Pierce and U.S. Senator Tim Johnson. There's a photo on the page, the caption, Karen Mayrie. From the editor, no collection of inspirational stories about blind diabetics would be complete without a profile of Karen Mayrie. Longtime Federationists will remember Karen as a friend and tireless champion of issues unique to this community. Newer members will regret never having made her acquaintance. Everybody will agree that she epitomized the best spirit and work ethic of our movement. Karen was responsible for creating the Diabetes Action Network, the Federation Forum for Blind Diabetics. It is only appropriate, then, that she be recognized in this volume. Toward this end, we reprint The Remembrance of Her Life that was published in the February 2007 edition of the Braille Monitor, the general interest magazine of the National Federation of the Blind, featuring the remarks that U.S. Senator Tim Johnson made about her on April 8, 2004, as printed in the Congressional Record. Together, these two pieces nicely describe Karen and her work. We can all be proud of what she achieved during her life. Blind diabetics have immeasurably benefited from her efforts. The two pieces follow. We are deeply saddened to report the death of longtime NFB leader Karen Mayrie on Tuesday, November 28, 2006, at the age of 64, after more than a half-century struggle with diabetes. She is survived by her devoted husband, Marshall, and her niece, Gail Wagner, both committed Federationists for many years, as well as one brother and several other nieces and nephews. Karen was raised in Hibbing, Minnesota, and graduated from Hibbing High School in 1960 and Hamline University in St. Paul in 1964. She taught school for 1 year before marrying Marshall Mayrie in 1965. She taught in various schools for 3 more years, and in 1968 the Mayries moved to Rapid City, where Karen was employed for several years as a juvenile probation officer. She began losing vision in 1965, and she was legally blind by her late 20s. Because of her strong determination and positive attitude in dealing with diabetes, blindness, and other health problems, she became one of two founders of the NFB's Diabetes Action Network and the president of the National Federation of the Blind of South Dakota, a position she held for 25 years. It would be impossible to list Karen's contributions to blind South Dakotans and diabetics across the country. Her energy and determination were legendary. When she decided that something needed to be done, she simply did not stop until she had convinced or worn down the opposition. She gave generously of her wisdom, experience, and passion for equality and justice for all blind people. We have all benefited from her contributions. Karen received countless awards, including recognition in the U.S. Senate by South Dakota Senator Tim Johnson on April 8, 2004, and the Jacobus Tenbrook Award from the National Federation of the Blind in 1984. Our deepest sympathy goes to Marshall, Gail, Karen's hundreds of close Federation friends, and those in the blindness community in South Dakota who will miss her mentoring spirit. Congressional Record, Washington, D.C., Thursday, April 8, 2004. The Honorable U.S. Senator Tim Johnson. Mr. Johnson. Mr. President, I stand today to recognize an individual who is a dedicated advocate for the blind in this nation and especially in my home state of South Dakota. Karen was raised in Hibbing, Minnesota. The second of 5 children, she learned at an early age to cope with people's afflictions. Her brother Robert was born with Down syndrome. It was from this early exposure that Karen gained some of the beliefs that would carry over into later life. At age 11, Karen herself was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, the disease that was to define the rest of her life. In 1965, Karen married her longtime love, Marshall. While living in Tacoma, Washington, where Marshall was to finish out his military obligation, Karen found a job teaching in the Clover Park school system. In her first year on the job, she experienced her first hemorrhage in her right eye, which resulted in complete vision loss in that eye. Because of her love of educating children, she remained on the job teaching, despite experiencing a traumatic physical ailment. Marshall and Karen moved to Denver, Colorado, after his military obligation was fulfilled. While in Denver, Karen lost still more of her vision and for all purposes became totally blind, then underwent eye surgery in the hope of restoring some vision to her right eye. The surgery was deemed a cosmetic failure. It was also at this time that Karen discovered she was beginning to experience renal failure. In 1969, Karen and Marshall moved to Rapid City, where she was hired as a juvenile probation officer. She remained at this position for 6 years until her renal failure had progressed so much that she was unable to continue her duties. As she experienced kidney failure soon after, her loving brother David offered one of his kidneys. After many months of complications delaying the surgery, the transplant was successful. 3 weeks later, she left the hospital and her kidney functions have remained excellent for the past 27 years. Following the successful kidney treatment, she was approached by representatives of the National Federation of the Blind to become a member. The philosophy of the NFB matched her own, one of independence and the abilities of blind persons, if given a chance. Soon after joining, she became active that same year and was elected NFB state president, a quite remarkable achievement. Karen Mayrie is the longtime president of the South Dakota Federation of the Blind. For many years, she has provided tireless advocacy for the blind residents of South Dakota and for the disabled population of the state. Under her presidency, the state affiliate has grown to 5 local chapters. She has proposed and lobbied for, and had legislation passed, which bettered the lives of blind South Dakotans. She has testified before the Senate, investigating transportation for the handicapped, and has annually made trips to our nation's capital to lobby for issues of importance to the blind of the country. She is dedicated to advocating issues of importance, and she is committed to breaking down the structural and attitudinal barriers that impact the blind and disabled community in South Dakota. Her list of organizations is vast, and her accomplishments and awards are countless. Despite various physical ailments in recent years, Karen refuses to be sidelined and continues her stalwart advocacy. Her vitality and energy are commendable, and her advocacy and education over the years on issues affecting blind and disabled individuals have proven very successful. She works hard to educate and advocate for the Americans with Disabilities Act, which helps promote the skills and talents of the blind, and educated the business community about the importance of hiring individuals with disabilities. South Dakotans with disabilities have many fighters in their corner, and Karen Mayrie is one of their most ardent advocates. Karen doesn't mince words with elected officials. I, for one, have appreciated her frankness and candor over the years. Her insight is valuable on important issues, not only on matters directly affecting blind residents, but also on issues vital to all South Dakotans, disabled and non-disabled alike. As residents of my state prepare for the annual South Dakota Federation of the Blind Convention in Sioux Falls, I take this opportunity to congratulate and commend Karen Mayrie for her many years of outstanding advocacy work for the blind. I applaud her dedication and commitment, appreciate her advocacy, and wish her the best in her own individual battle to come. I look forward to continuing my work with Karen concerning issues of importance to the blind and disabled citizens of South Dakota. It is with great honor that I share her impressive accomplishments with my colleagues.